My parents actually immigrated from India, and when, as we were growing up, me and my sister, we basically were like assimilated into American culture. Like, I don't ever remember ever celebrating any Indian holidays, like Holi or Diwali. You know, like when they throw like colored powder at you. Like, I had no idea what that was until I was like 20. And so, like, the holidays for us, like Christmas, were very typical. You know, we'd go get the Christmas tree, we'd hang the lights, we'd drive around the neighborhood looking at the lights. You know, I would open presents on Christmas morning. You know, I'd be, like, tearing open the presents, wanting my, like, next G.I. Joe figure or something like that. And so I remember those times a lot with my sister and my family, like, just being a lot of fun and really, like, a lot of just innocent fun, but kind of, like, a little bit selfish probably, but rightly so. But like kind of fast forward a few years, you know, when I was like in middle school, high schoolish, and my sister was like off in college and working. That's when I kind of really became like a pretty devout Christian. But that is also when my sister started having a lot of like mental health issues. I think she had a lot of mental health issues in general, like all growing up. But I think it just kind of exposed itself when she went off on her own. So, you know, that time was really difficult because she would have all these like obsessive thoughts. Like, mental health is a very difficult thing. So like she would obsess about like, I mean, she was like in her 20s and she was obsessing about like wrinkles, and she'd always think she wasn't smart enough even though she got like a master's from University of Michigan in electrical engineering, and she would always look down upon herself. So it got really bad. So she started going to see a therapist, and we as a family thought the therapist was basically taking advantage of her, because basically they asked her to come see her like 3 times a week, which I think is a little insane. But it got so bad, my mom like left me and my dad in Richmond, Virginia, and moved out to Michigan with my sister to kind of help support her. And that was a really hard time for our family because, you know, we're trying to help a family member going through a tough time. But then for me, selfishly, like I was like, wanting to spend time with my friends in high school and things like that, you know, because I had a lot of high school friends. But then for the holidays, we'd always have to go to Michigan because my sister was so attached to this therapist, and also because she was afraid of flying and things like that. And it kind of got so like overwhelming for my parents, I think, that one particular holiday we ended up having dinner at Denny's, and you'd be like shocked at how many people are actually at Denny's like on Thanksgiving. It's like way more people than you would ever imagine. And so we'd always used to joke about that, like, what are we going to have Thanksgiving at Denny's again? I don't know. So I used to always be like, you know, naively, I used to always tell my sister, you know, like, hey, why don't you just become a Christian? All your problems will go away, you know, very stupidly. It's a very stupid thing to say, but I did say that a few times, and obviously that didn't work. So, you know, that was a very difficult time. So we went from this, like, kind of fun, kind of innocent thing, a holiday Christmas thing, to a kind of a heavier, like, traveling holiday where all we did was kind of like what I felt like was what kind of like have interventions with my sister, like trying to help her stop looking at herself in a negative way. But there's just no logic when it comes to like mental illness. And you know, she was in Michigan. This went on for like 10 years or so. And then finally, she decided to leave Michigan and leave that therapist, thankfully. And just as a side note, my sister used to call the therapist the leech because, you know, basically sucking all the money out of her paychecks. And so she ended up moving to Maryland where I lived. And, you know, fast forward, like, I'm like in my 30s and she's kind of living nearby. And she started having like these balance issues and all these kind of health issues that kind of worried us. So we kind of took her to the emergency room to kind of see what was going on. And, you know, typical emergency room stuff. We were sitting there for 24 hours before they admitted her. And Once they admitted her, me and my parents had to leave because it was like midnight. But we like came back the next day, and basically we walk into her room, and basically she's just like gasping for air, like she can't breathe. She's just going like constantly, and I'm like freaking out because I don't know what is going on, right? And so what they had to do was they basically like sedated her and put in like a ventilator. So basically she was just breathing from the machines. And so what happened was, she was kind of unconscious for those 2 weeks. She was unconscious for about 2 weeks. So the ER doctor was basically saying, she has about a 50% chance of living. And I'm just thinking like, I was just like talking to her last week, probably saying something super annoying to her. And I was like, what is going on? This is just so quick. I just don't understand what's happening. So, so we were in there for about 2 weeks, and then the doctor kind of tells us, comes in and says, hey, there's not really much we can do at this point. Her organs are kind of shutting down, and, she probably has like a day or like a few hours left. It just all depends on how long she holds on. And I was just like thinking, this is just like some kind of weird, like, where am I? Like, I have no idea what's going on. And so we're in the room, and I'm like just basically just looking at all these like, basically all these needles, right? Like all these needles, like they're monitoring her heart rate, monitoring her blood pressure. I'm just like staring at them all. And I'm just like looking specifically at the blood pressure one, because as I'm watching it, like it's, steadily getting less. Like it's, I don't know what the numbers are, but I guess 80-20. I guess it kept on just dropping. And I'm sitting there just like, like holding my sister's hand. I mean, she's unconscious. She can't hear me or anything. And I'm just like willing the needle. I'm like, please just go up. Like, why is it going in the wrong direction? I just was so like angry, And, eventually she gave in and she passed away. And that kind of just like devastated our family. Like, I was completely devastated. Like, I had no idea how something like that could happen so quickly. And, I went through a whole bunch of horrible emotions. Like, I would, I basically, went afterward, I went to do this like intense hopelessness where like I was just didn't know if I wanted to even go on myself. Like, it was just like a horrible experience. And then also, I remember driving into work every day and just like every morning just like crying, because like I was just like, thinking like, how is this happening? Like, I used to think that like I was going to be there for my sister my whole life, just trying to help her get over her like her mental illness, But, and I used to think that that was my purpose in life. And, that was just like eradicated from me. And I had a lot of very large disappointment with God, to the point where like I felt like, I basically had to reorient how I thought about it. Like, nothing made sense to me anymore. And, through the experience, I kind of became agnostic or whatever. And, a lot of the, and my parents, out of no, I lost my sister and I was like completely devastated, right? But no idea what it's like for how my parents dealt with it, being like losing their only daughter, And so, when I was thinking about this story and like what I was trying to communicate, I was just trying to say like, the holidays are so complex, right? They're so complicated. They're so full of like innocent joy that like, where you just see like a child just being so happy that they get their little silly toy, to like, trying to deal with a troubled, daughter or family member where like all you want for them is just to like be happy and be better, but you can't really control any of that. You just have to like do what you can do. To this like, this like final stage of Christmas for our family was where basically it's just like this cloud, you know, like every time I go see my parents, like I love seeing my parents. They're like the greatest human beings in the world. But, you know, there's just like this cloud, you know, we don't talk about it much because it's so difficult, you know, but like little stupid things always like remind us of what happened. Like, you know, when we're setting the stupid table, there's three place settings instead of four, right? You know, we're not sitting in a little triangle, we're not sitting in a square, we're sitting like at the end of the table and two's on the sides, you know? And, you know, there's three stockings hanging up, not four, you know? All these stupid little things. You know, we go out to dinner, how many people on your party? Oh, well, there's three people in our party now. I mean, it's just like so hard to deal with. And, you know, as when I go home for the holidays, all these, you know, hopeless feelings creep in, and like, you know, it's just like a hard time for a lot of people. And I guess what, you know, I was trying to like glean from this like experience in my life was basically like, you know, feelings in your heart, they are valid, and how you feel is appropriate, but the feelings, they come and go, right? Like, so when I feel hopeless and when like I'm overwhelmed and I think, oh my God, how can I go on now that my family member's gone? All I think about doing is like holding on to that love that I had for my sister and the love she had for me and the love I have for my family and the love I have for my friends and how they love me. I tried my best to hold on to it, even though like I've had like a lot of disappointment with God, a little point with like a whole bunch of other things. That I think really helps sustain you. Like, and when you do feel that hopeless, it doesn't feel like it's ever going to go away. But I promise you, if you stick with it, it does eventually get better. And that's what I was trying to like, kind of glean through this whole experience, is that, you know, there is hope, and that's kind of what I was basically trying to convey. So.